Ephesians 4, 11. Now, let me address this for you. I haven't started my message yet. What have happened, the Holy Spirit said to me, the church has been trying to live on a threefold ministry. Pastor, teacher, and evangelist. For years. And so there are some spiritual dimensions, depth, insight, revelation, that the church have not been moving in as she should at large. She's been trying to live on the pastor, teacher, and evangelist. Very little is known about the apostolic office and the prophetic office in the church at large. I came up in a normal Baptist church. And that's all we knew, the pastor, teaching, evangelist. And so there's some spiritual edging or spiritual depth that have not been received. So you notice in 11 verses, five of them. So if the 11th verse is not right, the 12th verse can't come out right. Come on now, you. So if the fivefold ministry is not in order, that means the saints can't go where they need to go. Y'all don't want to talk to me. That means in a lot of areas we've been held back. Meaning good, but the spirit realm, there's such depth and such power in the spirit realm, I don't want to miss none of it. And so we somewhat, for lack of a better word, in a divine turnaround going on in the body of Christ now. Some won't turn with it because they're too settled where they are. But there's a remnant that is going to turn, and when the turning began, more manifestation, demonstration, miracles, signs, wonders, suddenly, straightway, immediately, going to start happening. In other words, right here in Darrell, thousands of people around the world are getting connected with the fivefold ministry gift. On purpose, because at this time we can't run on three valves. We got to have all five flowing. All right? And the first two were supposed to instruct the other three. Whoa. And so we're at that point. And so in my teaching, I preached a little bit Sunday, got happy. But in my teaching, you're going to find that I'm going to pause sometime. And let me tell you something else. How many of y'all love the presence of God? Get in the presence of God. All right. Let me tell you a secret now. Tell you a secret. The presence of God is always present. The question is, are you present? So don't let your mind be taking you about tomorrow while I'm preaching. Listen intensively, because one phrase can change your life forever. You see, so we're here for a reason. So I want you to pay attention, and the Lord is showing us some things. Just lift your hand, one hand, and say, I surrender. Father, in the night, as we listen to hear your voice, let us hear what we need to hear. Thank you for your manifold wisdom. I bless these young people who are going down in baptism tonight, their families, their parents. We thank you so much in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And the call is so gross at this moment and so heavy, I can't teach on baptism tonight. I have to keep teaching the second part of stop looking for your help on the outside. Stop looking for your help on the outside. Now, readily, as I was thinking about this, readily, when that statement is made, instantly you should think about the opposite of it, is start looking for your help on the inside. Inside. I can't get enough backup, but I'm going to say it anyway. But actually, you got a hospital on the inside of you. God built your organs. They are the greatest one who can take care of you. If you take care of them, they'll take care of you. I mean, that's all off the wall. See, that's the threefold ministry. Because that's in depth there. That's going to bring a lot of people to their healthy place. Here in Luke 17, these two verses, where people are looking for the kingdom in the wrong places. In the 20th verse, and the kingdom was right in their midst, because Jesus is the king. In the 20th verse, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come. And, you know, I started to think about when help should come. You know, and the way we were going, help was going away from us. We wasn't going nowhere toward healing. Then that's wonderful within itself. But what about help? All right. So, and when they were looking, they're looking for the kingdom, and the kingdom in the midst, looking for help, and help is in your midst. Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. You're looking everywhere but the right place. Neither should they say, lo here. Look, one place, they're looking at or lo there. Different places. For behold, now notice what he said. What he said? Now it's the same way he's saying, health is in you. I built you to be healthy. All right? You see that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I said to you, son, there's three places to find your help. Number one, insight from the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what to do. Amen. Insight from the Holy Spirit. And then the second one I said, establish your full identity with Christ. You cannot establish your full identity with Christ and stay sick. Christ is the healer. All right? And there's no destructive force that can come against your body that Christ can't handle. He's the Messiah. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then one should develop an intimacy with God. Get close to God. God said, draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. When God is fully present in your life, sickness and disease can't live. See, y'all almost don't want to believe it. Y'all don't say amen. Y'all almost don't believe it. No, somebody got to be sick. I got to have something. No, you don't have to have nothing. I know the attack is on. The attack is on because we've been living under a threefold ministry. Now God, in this age, in this time, he's going to get the attack off those who listen and know genuinely they are packers of God's divine nature, and there's an anointing of help on their life. I say there's an anointing of help on your life. There's absolutely nothing can stop the anointing. Say, I'm anointed for help. I don't care what your body's saying. It's been talking, but you're about to change it. You're about to change it by supernatural means. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, I also told you your health is wrapped in God's love. The Holy Spirit says to me now, let God love you happy. Let God love you healthy. Write that down. Let God love you healthy. His love is the strongest force. When everything else fails, love step in and make it happen. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's what has robbed the body of Christ from its health. Commercials. Worldly commercials about what they can do for you. And they have so much commercial that you can't even see the covenant. In other words, the commercial voice has become louder than God's voice. We're changing that though, right? We're changing that. See, the commercial, they're hitting you left and right all the time, telling you what they can do, what they can do, who they do that. But the covenant have already told you that God wants you healthy.
Amen.
And then, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to show you some things tonight. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. I'm not going to be long. We're going to baptize these kids. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah chapter 1. Then I'm going to make a statement that I want you to feed on and that the Holy Spirit can help us. Now, most of Christians, we say things as if we believe them, but most Christians are not fully convinced about their health because there's so much sickness. You follow what I'm saying? But the Holy Spirit is going to have to bring us to a place we understand that that is our divine right to be healthy. Health support to start at the church. We the one supposed to be putting a healthy atmosphere in the supermarket or wherever we go. We walk in, health should walk in with us. Now in Jeremiah, you hear? See, you can't get it if you're not present. Jeremiah 1, let me read the statement to you before I tell you what the verse. The supernatural power for health is in you, okay? Then the Lord said, yield to it now and trust God to keep his word. I love it. I'm going to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me give it to you again. The supernatural, every child of God. How many children of God we got in here? Huh? All right, every child, I'm talking to you online. Listen, the supernatural power for help is in you. Yield to it now and trust God to keep his word. How many of y'all believe God keep his word? Look in Jeremiah 1:12. Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten to watch over my word to perform it. There's a scripture hidden over in Romans 4. Look at Romans 4:21. That boy became fully persuaded that what God has promised, help me, Holy Ghost, he was also able to perform. Bible says he was not weak in faith, but strong in faith. I want you to become strong in health faith. Right in the face of all the commotion. Right in the face of all them who say it can't be done. Tell them I've been sitting under the 5-fold ministry. You've been sitting under the 3-fold. I'm going for help. See, you have to hear, tell you, you see that? You have to become fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is also able to perform. Do you see that in your scripture? What, that verse 21 or 22? 21? Then you got Isaiah 55:11. What you going to do with that? He's saying, God saying in that scripture, my word are not going to come back to me empty handed. So when you send my word out for help, my word come back with help in his hand. Then we cannot ignore the apostle in Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We cannot ignore this. When we talk about health, oh my goodness, I almost prayed in tongue. We can't ignore this. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. You cannot ignore this. This is telling you right now, all sickness and disease must be driven out of your body by a higher power. Huh? Now I'm going to say something. You might want to say it, but I'm going to say something. You might not want to say it. I hope someday you get strong enough to say it. I just didn't know. Just didn't know it. And so it taking a little longer. It's going to take a little longer to turn it around, but it's turning right now. See, because the Holy Spirit is working on you right now. You know what I'm saying? Then your mind say something else. But no, I want you to function in your consciousness. Being aware that God is working on my condition right now. And thank him for it. Have gratitude for it. Listen to me. This is very important. Even though the symptom there, have faith gratitude. You didn't miss, yeah, I mean, you missed me. Yeah, see, faith is now. So just begin to thank God that I'm totally healed and I'm walking in health. Just thank you, God. Just thank him right now. Thank you, God, I'm totally healed. And I'm walking in divine health. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ooh, gratitude moves God. Now you got a divine combination there. The Holy Spirit is saying to me, tell them they got a divine combination of faith and gratitude. You put in gratitude. See, faith don't say it's going to be. Faith says now. And you thanking God for it and praising him for it. For good health. Yes. Right now. Right now. Tonight. Tonight. In spite of. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I decree my health right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
It's so powerful. And then Romans 8:11, we can't get around this. Listen. But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, the one in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead, shall also quicken. Quicken. Not your supernatural body, your mortal body. By the spirit, what? So the same way the kingdom dwell in me, the spirit dwell in me. So here's what I'm hearing. Every child of God has a health spirit on the inside of them. What? Reverend, what you say? You got a health spirit on the inside of you. Because the Holy Spirit is health. You're going to have to listen very closely. Informational and transformational help are standing at your body knocking. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. Health is knocking on your body door right now. Come on in. Thank you so much. You follow what I'm saying? We believe God. We believe God. If you believe in God to go to heaven, you must be believing for health. If God can get me to heaven, he must be can get me to health. Come on now, y'all. Come on, listen now. Talk to me up in here. See. There are tons of unbelief about this, because we just been laying hand on you, pouring all on you, and many miracles happen. I'm not knocking that, but the time now for you to know, you don't have to keep going back.
That's right.
See. You need to learn how to spiritually take care of your body, how to physically take care of your body. See, when I first started teaching, I was teaching on how to eat. But I'm taking a whole package now, but it's a part of you. You have to learn.
Yeah.
What caused this?
Yeah.
What caused high blood pressure?
Yeah.
What caused diabetes?
Yeah.
They don't just jump on me. Health insight and health wisdom belong to you. Let's turn to Romans 12:1. Got a simple statement here. Giving God your body. Romans 12:1. I'm giving God my body tonight. I can't handle it.
Amen. That's true.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you, I can't do it. You can't do it for me. I can't do it for you. But you, by the mercies of God, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. How many of y'all going to present your body to God for health tonight? Yeah, don't be afraid. See, because you're dealing with two things that can't fail. Faith, let me put them right, love and faith. As a boy, I was raised in the country. A lot of time, my daddy was a farmer. We had a big farm. A lot of time, the truck gets stuck or something gets stuck. We didn't leave it back there. We got something to pull it out. So we're pulling out something here now. You see, we've been stuck, but we're pulling out now. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm almost through. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Stop looking for your hell on the outside. You've been packing hell all your life. First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Another scripture I want. But I keep under my body. And bring it into subjection. Oh, Lord. I'm about to ask a question. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You might wish you didn't come tonight. The question I'm about to ask now. Do you have your body under subjection? Is your body telling you what to do, or are you telling it what to do? Do you know how to tell your body, shut up, you can't have that? That's too much of this stuff. Do you have your body under control? Everything your body wants, do you give it to your body? Do your body tell you every time it wants something, you go get it? And you know you're lying. Some of y'all answer, I got it under control. You liar. You lying. You ain't got it under control. Because if you had it under control, you wouldn't be sick. Man, I'm ready to go to the baptism. Hallelujah. No, I love you. I'm going to preach to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. We can make some changes. That's right. Tell the person that we can make some changes. Tell them. But Paul keep my body on. No, Abraham. I keep my body on and bring it under subjection, that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. How can you keep telling about a good God who won't heal you? And then 1 Corinthians 6:19. I want you to have this in your note. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Almost a half hour. I'm going to quit in a minute. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm so happy you're here. Y'all getting it? Y'all getting it? See now, because your spiritualities are being turned tonight. Amen. There were some things belong to you, you wouldn't know how to grab it, but you getting to know how to grab it. Amen. And all you gotta do is use your faith.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Don't ever look at your failure. Always look at faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Drop the bucket, pick it back up. It's still a container. So in that, and this is so clear, in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, and I have to go over some verses over and over. You hear them over. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Where the Holy Ghost at? In my body. What you have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Yes.
I can say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we looked at Romans 8:11, didn't we? Yes. But let me give you this statement. Letting the quickening power flow through your body. That's Romans 8:11, Hebrews 4:12.
Amen.
Now, this next few moments is so precious and so hidden. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 142. We're going Psalm 142. Now, this has been hidden for so long, but you're about to see it tonight. Say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 142. You're about to see something tonight you may have never seen before in your life. And it brings a shocking anointing to you. And the best way for me to show you this, I got to look at another verse before I take you to Psalm. Go to Psalm 139, verse 14 first. And then when you see this verse I'm about to show you now, you're going to see what's been happening to you. Psalm 139, verse 14. And get ready, I'm going to let you read it. Tell me when you're ready. You ready?
Yes,
sir. Read it. All right, now, the problem is having an ignorant soul. Now, what you're about to look at now, you're not going to agree with it, but it's going to be there anyway. But I'm going to tell you how to change it, all right? All right, in Psalm 142, verse 7. Psalm 142, verse 7. Who got their Bible? Who looking with me?
Yes,
Psalm 142, verse 7.
Yes.
Now, I'm hearing the word right now. We got him. I'm going to show you. Bring my soul out of what?
Prison.
Prison. My consciousness, my awareness, my present moment, my being, my awakening, my alert. I'm alert. I'm alive. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Wait a minute, I'm going to show you something else now. When your soul is in prison, your spirit is overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's a shutdown. Look in the third verse now. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knew thy path in the way wherein I walk, have they privately laid a snare for me. When your soul is in prison, now he said, according to your soul. You see, you remember he said Psalm 139, verse 14?
Yes.
My soul knows right well.
Yes.
Well, your soul don't know much, is in prison.
Right.
So if the scripture said, help me, Holy Ghost, if the scripture said in 3 John 2, beloved, worship of all things, your prophets, be in health, your soul prosper. No, but my soul in prison. So I know a present soul and a prosper soul are not the same. So why your soul? See when Satan shut your soul down, he shut your spirit down. Oh, I'm gonna show you that too. I'm gonna show you that too. Keep my soul. All right. Now the next statement: protecting my soul in the time of persecution. You right over to go to Psalm 143, verse 3. Psalm 143, verse 3. We're uncovering the trick of the enemy.
Yes, sir.
For the enemy has persecuted my soul.
Yeah.
He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness, sickness, disease, and darkness.
Yeah.
As those that have been long dead. Now look at what happened in verse 4 now, because of verse 3. Look what happened in verse 4. Look what happened in verse 4. You're trying to get your spirit away. Look what happened in verse 4. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed. Well, he said that in Psalm, the other Psalm.
Yeah.
My spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart with me is desolate, ruined.
Yeah.
I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hand. I stretch forth my hand unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Salah. Now you need Salah means Paul. Salah. Stand still. Look at verse 7 now. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit failing. What? Why is his spirit failing? Because his soul persecuted. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto men that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For indeed do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God. My thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. And soon as my soul come out of trouble, guess who else coming out of trouble? My body. When the soul get out of trouble, the body coming right with it. Lord, bring my soul out of trouble. When my soul is brought out of trouble, my body is brought out of sickness and disease. Satan can't hold me no more. Somebody getting out right now. In the name of Jesus. He would not let me preach this if he wasn't going to do it for somebody. No, I got backup. I got divine backup. I'm not just up here talking. No, somebody going to get this. The Spirit of God is in here to make what I'm preaching happen. Yes. He called me. He told me, go preach. Yes. And those who hear will receive. Yes. You hearing, aren't you? Yes. It's time for you to have your help. Yes. It's time for you to do Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion, the power of the enemy. Oh, the power of the enemy, do you no harm? Sickness and disease is a power that the enemy is using to interrupt our lives. And I release the anointing in you tonight. Hallelujah. Of the mercy cut off. You look at verse 12. I'm going to close in a minute. And of thy mercy cut off my enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. Oh, no. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah, woo is right. Hallelujah. Now, this is very important. Developing consciousness about your health rights and receive them now. Developing, as Romans 9:1. Developing consciousness about your health and receiving it right now. When you see a hush, don't think about going with it. And you see an ambulance, just wait and pray for the people in the ambulance. But I'm planning about you picking me up. I'm going in my car. Don't get scared. I'm talking to you up in here. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve a big God. How many of y'all got a big God? How many of y'all got an almighty God? How many of y'all got a powerful God? How many of y'all got a resurrected Jesus living on the inside of you? How How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you? How many of y'all got the Word of God living on the inside of you? Can anything stop the Word of God? Can anything stop the power of God? Well, sickness and disease can't stop it. Don't let your flesh family inheritance be stronger than the kingdom of God inheritance. Inherit something from God. Inherit your health tonight from God. I don't care how many in the family had it. I'm not going to have it. I got a brand new inheritance given me through Jesus Christ when he rose from the dead. I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward. I'm not going down. I'm going up. I got the anointing on me. I'm anointed. The Spirit of God live on the inside of me. And he's quickening my mortal body right now. All sickness and disease got to die out of my body now. I'm made of the Spirit of God. God got his hand on me. God walked before me. God walked behind me. God underneath me. God above me. God within me. I'm healthy. I'm turning my body over to God.